talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta
cut you down. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making, and there was a lot of it made overnight. I'm going to start with the various Democratic primaries in seven states yesterday. Seven states held primary elections yesterday, including New Jersey, Montana, California, Iowa, a few others. I'm going to talk today about some very key races in Iowa and California. Iowa and California. We'll start with Iowa. Iowa has an incumbent Republican senator named Grassley, Chuck Grassley. He is very old. In November, he will be 89. He served in Congress since 1974. That's almost 50 years ago. Elected to the House in 1974, served three terms. In 1980, he was elected to the Senate. 1980, that's 42 years ago. He served seven terms in the Senate. He's now running for his eighth. If he's elected in November, he's the Republican nominee. He will be 95 when he's done. It's time to show this guy the door. First of all, he has done nothing in almost 50 years in the Congress, literally nothing. I can't think of a single thing he did that showed leadership, that benefited anybody. What he does is he flies under the radar. You know, the Iowa culture. Remember that American Gothic by Grant Wood? It's a famous painting. And it supposedly shows an Iowa farmer and his wife, very dour looking. He's standing with a pitchfork. And she has a gingham dress on, standing sort of very dour looking next to him. Actually, turned out it was not an Iowa farmer. It was a dentist and a woman. But in any event, it captures in the public conception Iowa, which I think is unfair. A lot of friends in Iowa. And it's a vibrant state. But Chuck Grassley has played on sort of the American Gothic. All I have to do is stand there and look dour and not do anything. Literally nothing. Nothing. Not do anything. You might as well nominate a mummy. You might as well get a sarcophagus out of the Metropolitan Museum of Art and put it up. He is a hairball clogging the drain. He has done absolutely nothing. Now, who are we going to put up to oppose him? There are two major candidates. There are actually three, but the third got about 5% of the vote yesterday. The other two are Mike Franken. He's a retired Navy admiral, very solid guy. Much tougher than Grassley, much more knowledgeable about defense issues. And Abby Finkenauer, whom I like a great deal. She was a member of Congress, Democrat, very young. Last time around, she lost to a Republican by under, I think, 50 votes, maybe 100 votes, very few votes. There was a recount, and it may have been even under 25 votes. Anyway, she lost, but she should stay very involved in public policy. She ran. So you had Mike Franken and Abby Finkenauer, and then some guy that got 5% of the vote. When the dust cleared yesterday, Mike Franken won 55 to 40% for Abby Finkenauer. Mike Franken is the nominee. And I'll tell you something, he's a very strong nominee against somebody like Chuck Grassley. Somebody like Chuck Grassley. Chuck Grassley, and this is not partisan. This is not partisan. Dianne Feinstein in California is a Democrat. She's, I think, 88. And she is somewhat losing it, and so is Chuck Grassley. And it's no, it's not, not to cast aspersion on anybody. At some point, if we're fortunate, we'll live to their age. And if we're fortunate to live to their age, we shouldn't be clogging an important job like that. I mean, it's as simple as that. 50 years. There have been some new ideas in 50 years, don't you think? I mean, 50 years? 1974 was Watergate. This character was hanging around during Watergate. He was hanging around during Watergate. You know, this guy, you know who was... Nixon was president when he was elected. Richard Nixon was president when he was elected. And he has done nothing. He just slides under the radar and stands there with a pitchfork, nibbling on a piece of hay, and smiling. Or looking dour. Nothing. He does nothing. Franken should beat this guy. I think it's important that he beats this guy. Franken is very vigorous. And as a former admiral, he knows more about defense policy, about defending this country, than anybody in the Republican Party, and certainly more than Grassley. It's time to move these guys on. You know, Dianne Feinstein, again, this is not partisan, Dianne Feinstein was next in line to be head of the Judiciary Committee. Schumer took her into his office, and when he finally got her out of there, she said, I've decided I don't want to be chairman. He gave her the riot act. Why did he give her the riot act? Because during the Amy Coney Barrett hearing, she went up afterwards and hugged Lindsey Graham and said what a great hearing it was. You know, she's the ranking Democrat on it. You know, the Republicans rammed it through during the lame duck. Remember that? They rammed it through. And she's hugging the other side. I'll tell you what. There's no way that she could have handled anything since then. And so she sits there chewing her cud. And this guy, Grassley, sits there chewing his cud. I respect them. Put them out to pasture. Give them a gold watch. Be very nice to them. We'll all be there someday, we hope. They should not clog up an important job. And Mike Franken is the guy that can do the job. We're going to go to California. Tell you what, California... most populous state in the country, 40 million people, has 53 congressmen, because each congressional district has about 750,000 people. Well, I'm going to go to L.A. and I'm going to go to San Francisco. L.A., mayor. Mayor, at the same time as the other elections, it's not like ours where they stick it in the spring on an off year, that kind of thing. The two major candidates were Karen Bass, former head of the Black Caucus, and a very well-known congresswoman. Joe Biden had her on his short list for vice president. And she's a politician's politician, knows everybody, very plugged into all the progressives. And a fellow named Caruso, self-made man, developer, honest from what I can see, just develops shopping malls around California. He's a billionaire. Karen Bass put in $3 million in the race. Caruso put in $13.5 million out of his own pocket. So that's four times what she did. Bunch of other candidates, the dust clears, and Caruso beats Bass by 3%. Now, that's not the end of the ballgame out there. If neither party gets 50% under California law, goes to a runoff, and neither got 50%, the other people, the other fringe candidates got very little, but neither one of them got 50%, there'll be a runoff. So what's going to happen in the runoff? I don't know. But this is a clear, people are trying to read tea leaves into this for the 2022 November elections and the 2024 presidential elections, and this seems to be a vote of more confidence in somebody who can get the job done, a businessman. Unfortunately, they fell for that with Trump. Remember that? He said he was a businessman. He was a thief, is what he was. He was in hock to the Ruskies, and he stole money, but he said he was a businessman. Well, Caruso's not like that. Caruso actually is a businessman, and that's the thing that impelled him in this primary. And in the general election, who knows? Maybe there's a greater voter turnout. But right now, Karen Bass right now is behind Caruso. And it's possible. And Caruso, by the way, just became a Democrat shortly before he filed for mayor. Sort of like Trump. Trump had been a Democrat all his life. He turned Republican when he ran for president. He had been for gun control. He had been pro-choice to a far left degree. And he just switched. And nobody, oh, okay, okay. I mean, does anybody care about authenticity and consistency? Apparently not. Well, Caruso had given money to both Democrats and Republicans. He became a Democrat just to run. And he may well be the next mayor of Los Angeles. Go up to San Francisco. They have a progressive DA up there named Chesa Boudin. Chesa Boudin is the son of two Weather Underground activists who killed a cop. He's been raised in a fairly left-wing household. And anyway, he was recalled, not doing anything to prevent crime. And you know something? There are other people like that. Alvin Bragg in New York took a dive on Trump. Somebody got to him. He doesn't prosecute some burglaries. It's time to get Alvin Bragg out of there, too. San Francisco, as liberal as it is, wanted a DA who prosecuted crime, and Chesa Boudin did not. Alvin Bragg is not, and Alvin Bragg has to get out, just like Chesa Boudin, in my view. Going to break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.